producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So there. So we're already into the third month of the year, which is always a bit startling to me that things can go quite so quickly. I mean, it just seems like we were doing Christmas, don't you think, and complaining about how quickly Christmas had come.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the American way. Always something to complain about, right? All right. Today is National Be Heard Day, which is, and that's H-E-A-R-D as opposed to H-E-R-D, which would be, it could be heard if you were a cow, or if you were a noisy cow, it could be National Heard Day. Did you ever think about that?
I did not.
You probably had not. Most people probably would not, huh? It's the day in 1876 that Alexander Graham Bell. Now he's our guy, right? Did you know he has the second highest number of patents of anybody? The guy who has the most patents is Japanese. I just looked it up. I mean, yeah. I decided. Wait a minute, he's coming up all the time. So I think he has like 2,300. The Japanese guy is well ahead of him. I think he has just under 4,000. Mm-hmm. But if you think about, my guess is that the Japanese guy is mostly associated with technology today, like computers and iPhones and stuff like that.
Apps.
I don't know. They're probably not apps. Maybe apps. Apps are patentable, I would assume. At any rate, today was the day he applied for a patent for something he called, I'm not sure exactly how we pronounce this, telephone, the telephone, folks, this is the day. I'm just being cutesy, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes my cutesiness is worse. Actually, when I'm writing, I have something over my computer. In the old days, it was a typewriter, then it was a word processor, then it was a computer. With the word cute and a circle around it and a slash through it. Don't be cute. Just do it. In 1900, the SS Kaiser Wilhelm de Gross became the first ship to ever send wireless signals. So this is a big communication day, folks. Manny, I don't have the caller's name. Can you tell me what it is?
Well, she was on.
And then she wasn't.
And then she just dropped off. So hopefully she'll call back.
Because I was going to say, I don't have her name here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, it's a day of communication, folks, so call me back. 855-993-7569. It's also, this day is a big day in civil rights. It was in 1965, which wasn't that long ago, folks, right? Like, 51 years? So just over. That's right, because last year was the 50th anniversary of Selma, when the movie came out. I mean, it's hard to believe. 50 years ago, 600 civil rights marchers were attacked by the state and local police in Selma, Alabama. And last year's movie, Selma. Did you see that, Manny? Did you see that movie?
I did, yeah. Absolutely loved it.
I thought the depiction of Martin Luther King was terrific. I think he was just wonderful. I met him. He's a Brit. He's not very tall, but mm-hmm. I thought he was electric in that role. This is also the day We Are the World received its international release. Willie Nelson, I think that was that day, wasn't it? I think that's when they did it. They raised, was it farm relief? I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was done for. Let's see if I could have actually. We Are the World is a song and charity single recorded by the supergroup USA for Africa. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, produced by Quincy Jones. For the album We Are the World, 20 million copies sold, one of the fewer than 30 all-time singles to have sold at least 10 million copies. Following Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, An idea for the creation of an American benefit single for African famine relief came from activist Harry Belafonte, who along with fundraiser Ken Cragen was instrumental in bringing the vision to reality. Several musicians were contacted by the pair before Jackson and Richie were assigned the task of writing the song. They completed We Are the World 7 weeks after the release of Do They Know It's Christmas. And one night before the song's first recording session, talk about pressure, on January 21st, the historic event brought together some of the most famous artists in the music industry at the time. It was released on March 7th, dun, 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 as the only single from the album. It was a commercial success, became the fastest-selling American pop single in history, the first single ever to be certified multi-platinum, got a quadruple platinum certification by the Recording Industry Association of America. Journalists, music critics, and the public said we're a little mixed about it. Fans enjoyed hearing racially and musically diverse recording artists singing together on one track and felt satisfied knowing that the money was going to a charity. Other individuals, including commentators on the rock press, were disappointed the song did not challenge listeners to ask why famine occurs in the first place and felt the lyrics were self-aggrandizing. I got a whole bunch of honors, including Grammys, an American Music Award, and a People's Choice Award. So there you go. And January 12, 2010, following the magnitude 7.0 earthquake in Haiti, a remake of the song by another all-star cast of singers was recorded on February 1st, entitled We Are the World 25 for Haiti. It was released as a single February 12th. And proceeded from the record, proceeds from the record, aided survivors in the impoverished country. So, I mean, you know, listen, it doesn't necessarily have to be Beethoven's Fifth. It certainly accomplished what it intended to accomplish. As many of you know, Nancy Reagan died over the weekend. She actually died yesterday at age 94. Also, in a presidential ilk, Jimmy Carter announced yesterday that he no longer needs cancer treatment. He's on a new drug, which is specifically, they said it's a whole new ballgame for treating melanomas. And it's a new drug, and it's only been around for 10 years, and it has gone through FDA testing. But the uncertainty at this moment is whether you keep somebody on it or you take them off and put it on them, because there are no such thing as drugs without side effects. But that's certainly good news because, 4 or 5 months ago he announced that he had a melanoma that was very fast growing and had metastasized the brain, and there were several metastases, so that's really good. Scientists are also trying to clone a lion that became extinct 12,500 years ago. Sounds like Jurassic Park to me. I don't know that I don't know how you feel about that. How do you feel about it? Although one of the good news stories over the weekend was that the monarch butterfly, which was nearly extinct, is now completely revived.
That's good. Going back to the lion, though, I don't really understand the point. You know, I'm trying to clone it.
To clone it? Well, I mean, cloning in and of itself is it's kind of an interesting kind of a scientific attempt. They found lion cubs in a frozen permafrost past summer. The question is why, you're saying why would they do it?
Yeah. You're just trying to revive that specific species.
My guess is that it would be as much that they're just sort of curious about to see if they can do it. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. So we've now got somebody who's telling me about it. I don't want to tell about it. You have to just read to me about it. You can't talk to me about it. All right. So I thought, you know, I'll tell you what. Let's do, since today people are mourning or celebrating Nancy Reagan's life, one of the things that we put up a while ago was what would you like said in your obituary? I wonder what Nancy Reagan would like. I think knowing who she was, probably that she was Ronnie's wife and that she was the first lady. My guess is that was what she would want to be remembered for. It's also, she's the only question in the American Trivial Pursuit that is not, the subject matter is not in the American Trivial Pursuit, it's in the Canadian Trivial Pursuit. So there, all right. So let's, what would you want said in your obituary? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we lost him as well. I wonder if we've got a problem with the phone line today,
Manny.
Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, just
because we had Diane who was there and then she got gone, and Joseph who was there and got gone.
Yeah, that's really, really, really
weird. I wonder if we have a problem with the phone today.
Hmm.
Well, folks, if we do, call us back and we'll figure it out, all right? Because if you can find all the courage to call, we don't want the phone line to decide that that you don't belong. So call me back, 855-993-7569. We may want to have somebody call in on that line and just make sure that the whole thing is working on it in the meantime, Manny. All right. So do you have any idea what you'd like to have put on in your obituary?
I would say sort of taking something off a phrase that I always like to live by, something like he created his own destiny.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess what I'd put on mine is she did the best she could with what she had, because I guess that's my philosophy as well. Or maybe just a smiley face. I don't know. Or a hug and a kiss. I plan to be cremated, so I guess what I don't have to really worry about a headstone particularly. Although I guess you can have a headstone even if you're cremated. I figured people should. I just assume people dealt with me while I'm here. Once I'm gone, I think I'd leave a park bench or something. In fact, I'm trying to think about that. I was thinking about maybe leaving a drinking fountain in my memory or something, because I'm always dehydrated. I'm always drinking water. I was deciding that, or even if they can get it organized so that I think it's reliable, one of the possibilities is a refrigerator, because they're doing that in Europe. I think you and I have talked about that on the air, where they have refrigerators where people who have extra food, like farmers markets and stuff like that, can stock it. They actually stock it. It's not necessarily individuals who are bringing, you know, their sort of some way dead lettuce and putting it in there before they go on vacation. But it's stocked from green markets and grocery stores and restaurants. And then when people are hungry, they just come and take whatever they want. With the idea of being at some point, if they can, they can replenish it, but they don't have to. I really like that idea. It's just, it seems to be a little trickier. I keep coming up with these ideas that are a little tricky to implement. And what I want is something that's really simple to implement. So I may go with the fountain idea. But I think she did the best she had with what she, the best she could with what she had, I think is probably what I'd put on my obituary. And then, I mean, no, an obituary is different than a headstone, because in theory, an obituary can list everything you want. So I suppose books and all the people who'd fired me and... There we go. All right, so let's hear what other people want said in their obituary.
Ron says he liked to laugh.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Good for you. All right. Hopefully not at other people, but with other people. Okay.
Tom says that I'm grateful.
Grateful is always good. We like gratitude. Again, you know, it's one of those, it's really fascinating to me. One of the things about doing this program is I really do have this perspective, because first of all, I've been doing it for a quarter of a century. Can you believe that? Since I was 4 years old. And so can watch trends. And because I talk to so many people on a weekly basis, you can kind of see where things are and what's, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. And gratitude has now gotten a new, well, I hopefully have always been grateful, but it's one of those sort of buzzwords that's all of a sudden, like communication was something for a while. And then transparency was a cliche for a while. And there's nothing wrong with communication as a word. There's nothing wrong with transparency. And there's certainly nothing wrong with gratitude. It's just that all of a sudden a word will come out of nowhere. Or not the word, but somehow it will achieve a popularity and a, I guess, resonance with people that it didn't have before that. 855-993-7569. So Manny, what was that? Was that one? Did we have the same problem with that phone call?
No, that was actually me running a test.
Oh, it was you doing a test. So it does hold.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so
that might have been two instances where somebody may have gotten a little cold feet or something.
Cold feet, or the person they want to talk about walked in the room.
Yeah.
That's happened to folks as well, doesn't it? Okay. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they call back.
Yes, truly. All right, I know it's sometimes, who was it there? A couple of weeks ago, there was somebody I think who called like six different times before they finally got enough courage to stay on the line with me. I know it's not the world's easiest thing to do, but we're glad when you do it, and hopefully you'll get your courage up. And look, what's the worst thing it could do? I could bite you? Nah, I don't bite people.
Certainly not through the phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could snarl a little, but that's, you know, I've had my shot, so I'm okay. All righty, so he likes to laugh. All right, what else we got? Gratitude.
Yep. Amy says she loved the people in her life with all her heart, always there to lift people up and see the positive side of things. She fought hard for equality and was an honest and ethical public servant. A bit feisty at times, but always willing to stand up for true justice. Smiling and laughter was her favorite pastime.
That's a nice obituary. And yeah. it's not even bumper sticker. It's good for you. You know, it's really interesting. I've been reading a lot of... I read a lot anyway. But have... been reading, and things seem to fall into several different categories. Oh, first of all, did you see that Zootopia made scads of money over the weekend?
I did not see that. No,
I think it made like $73 million or something like that. And I think worldwide it made like $200 million over the weekend. It's one of the most successful animations ever. I think it's second or third to Shrek 1 and 3, I think. It just did exceptionally well. And which I liked it. I thought it was, and it deals with one of the sort of inclusiveness, and it's about predators and prey. And so that's one of the topics of all these horrible books I read, which is, you know, bad guys and good guys, and people sort of enslaving other people. Also, people who are against plurality. They want everything to be the same. And the other thing is gene therapy. I think that is one of those things that both fascinates and terrifies people. I was talking with somebody who was in the pharmaceutical industry, and he was saying that we're really talking about very personalized medicine going forward, very individual kind of things, that instead of a particular drug for a particular cancer, that it's going to be more and more individually based of what your specific cancer is and what your genome is and what can be done specifically, which means it would probably be more effective, but it may also be more expensive, which is something to look into. But, and again, my sort of favorite statistic of the last couple of months is that a drug that costs $100,000 or $120,000 for 3 months in the United States costs $4 in India for the same amount of time. We have to figure that out, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Barbara, you're here, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Joy. I was just listening to a podcast, and you were talking about restless leg syndrome, and you said there's no such thing? Is that correct?
I said there's no such disease. It's a symptom. People have restless leg, but there's no disease process that underlies it. It's a symptom.
Okay. Because I've suffered from it for many years. I'm on disability for it, and I'm going to Johns Hopkins for a clinical trial to try to find an underlying cause for it.
Let me help you differentiate. And I think somebody else called about it, and I said the same thing. But let me reiterate it. That it was one of my concerns about we were talking about advertising. That was the sort of
right.
genesis of the conversation, and that advertising has the tendency to create a problem where there is not necessarily a problem, so they can then offer a solution that you then have to buy. And one of the medical issues is that restless leg syndrome is a real symptom, but it's not a disease. And so when you say you're going to try and figure out what the underlying cause is, as I said, it's like a headache, that a headache can be symptomatic of any one of a number of kind of things. So please don't misunderstand. I'm not in any way not sympathetic or not understanding that it's a real symptom, but it's not a disease. It's a symptom, and therefore.
Okay, could it be called a condition?
Yeah, I'd buy a condition.
Okay.
Yeah, or a symptom.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a difference because what you want to do. Otherwise, you're chasing symptoms, and a symptom can be attributable. As again, the example I use is, you know, a headache or a toothache or a muscle ache. It can be from overuse. It can be a neurological issue. It can be a metabolic issue. It can be a bruise. It can be any one of a number of things. Or it could be a space-occupying lesion. So what you want to do is differentiate between a symptom and a disease process. But I would buy condition. Let me know what happens.
Yeah, I hope they find a cure for it one day. I do take Requip because they have advertised it so much on TV. I said, let me try that. And it does help.
Okay, because that's another issue that's a hugely controversial issue in this country is that we're one of the few countries that allows drug companies to advertise directly to consumers. It's not allowed in most countries because it's exactly that.
Okay.
That people go, and again, I'm not fussing at you. I'm saying that it is a problem that if I go to you and say, hey, listen, this is a thing, as opposed, and then you go to your doctor and say, you know, can you give me this particular prescription? So it's somewhat of a scandal.
And I did, and he said, sure, let's try it. Mm. And I tried it, and it worked.
Well, this is good. I'm glad you're getting some, but not enough relief not to go to the Hopkins study, right?
Exactly, because it has side effects, and the side effects are that you fall asleep, or I fall asleep. Right after you take it, so can't work.
Okay, all right, Sugar Plum. When are you going to Hopkins?
In the next couple of weeks.
Will you call back and let me know what you find out and what goes on?
Sure,
that'd be great.
Sure, I will.
Good.
Thank you so much,
Barbara.
Thank you.
Bye. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ashley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm having some issues with, like, my boyfriend right now. We're broken up at this point, but I don't know if he's just playing me. I'm not really sure. He keeps telling me he wants to work on it, but
okay.
I feel like I'm the only one who's doing stuff.
Oh, I hate that feeling, don't you? How old are you,
son? 25.
And how old is he?
29.
Okay, how long you been together?
Just over a year.
Okay. Do you live together?
No.
Okay. How long have you been broken up?
Just about a month now.
Okay. Whose idea was the breakup?
His.
And why did he say he wanted to break up with you?
He was just saying that he just needed some space. He had just recently moved out on his own from his parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, like, I think things were a little intense, and I appreciated, like, the step back and everything for myself as well. I started to realize I needed to work on myself too. And so I completely backed off from him and I was just done with it. And then he called me a week later saying he missed me and he wanted to work on it. And that was about 2 weeks ago now.
All right. So in the last 2 weeks, have the two of you seen each other?
Yes.
And
we've seen,
go ahead.
2 Sundays we saw each other.
Are you sleeping with each other?
Yes.
Okay. Did he tell you why he wanted to break up? I know he moved out of his parents' house, but what did he actually say?
We had been fighting, and I think, like, I had kind of scared him, and he was saying I was being controlling and stuff, and so he said he just needed time, he needed a break. And during that time, he kept saying was, like, to me, this doesn't feel like the end. I just need space. I just need time. And then he pulled away completely, so I just basically backed off and told him it's just done. And then that's when a week later he came back and told me he wanted to work on it.
All right. What were you fighting about?
Everything and nothing at the same time. It wasn't anything ever concrete. It was just bickering.
What do you want in this relationship?
I just want to be happy with him. I want to be back to the way it was before and just Well, yeah, like I love.
But kiddo, to figure out how, look, a couple things. Number one, relationships, it takes between 6 or 9 or a year to know if somebody's a keeper or not, okay? I have no doubt that there's affection here. I have no doubt that there's attraction here. But the question is, can you see yourself with him for the rest of your life when you look at it objectively? Not does the back of his neck smell great, but do we have enough in common? Are we able to problem solve? Do we have the same sense of humor? Do we have the same energy? Or is this something that I'm really trying to hang on to something because I don't want to be alone or because I think I love him or whatever? And I think that's where you have to be at this moment, because we don't know what's going on with him. And worst case, Ashley, he probably doesn't know what's going on with him. So at this moment, trying to read his mind is a waste of your time. So the fact, you know, that you need to figure out when you say everything and nothing, I agree with you, that it means that there's an underlying problem in the relationship that the two of you are not addressing. And whether it means how you pay the bills. Are you on your own at this moment? Do you live on your own?
No, I'm with my parents.
Okay. Whether it means that, gee, you know, it's fine to date each other while we're still being kind of adolescent. It's like high school. You know, we're still living at home. And once we're on our own, you know, I'm not sure that either of us, we're really life partners, that we can really make it on our own. I mean, you need to figure out what you want in this relationship and then explain to him what you want and then see how he feels about it. But trying to figure out what he wants. And what you've been so far is just reactive. When he says, you know, I want out, you say, oh my goodness, you're panicky and think, oh my goodness. And then he says, you know, I want to work on it. But then he doesn't. You say, all right, to hell with you. I'm out of here. And then he comes back and then you get all melty again and sort of try to figure out. So that's not the way to do it. You can't be reactive all the time. You need to figure out what you want. And the way to do it is really paper and pencil. Sit down and write down all the things that really work in this relationship. And don't say things like, we're happy together. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. So say things like, sex is great, or we both like soup, or we have the same taste in socks. And then the things that don't work, and be just as specific there, because then you know what to do next. So when he says, look, you know, this is just a break, I want to work on some things, you can say, great, here's some things I want to work on too. Or you can say, listen, darling, I think you're just great, but when I look at it realistically, I can't imagine spending the rest of my life with you because you spend money like the Russians were in Newark and I'm a saver. Or that you don't want to have kids and I want to have kids the next 10 minutes. I mean, I'm just making stuff up, but you need to figure out what you want. And then you'll know how to deal with him. Because trying to figure out what he wants, he doesn't know. And even if he did, that's not the place to start, because he's not communicating. Okay. If he said, look, what I'd really like is to be able to spend one night a week with at your house having great sex and then date the other 6 days a week, you'd probably say, no.
Yeah.
Or that's fine as long as I can do it, or let's try 2 days a week. I mean, but he's not going to do that. He doesn't know, which means you got to start with you.
Okay.
All right? And when you come up with a list, if you need some help, you can certainly call me, and I'll help you through the list. But sit down with a paper and pencil, and I do it now, because you don't want to get back together and then have the whole thing blow up again, because it feels lousy now. It's not going to feel any better the next time. So you either want to figure out what, you know, how to stay together by working on those underlying problems that are causing you to argue about everything and nothing, or decide, We've run out of things to talk about. We've run out of things to be with each other. We just, you know, it went as far as it could go. It doesn't mean either of us are bad people. It just, it went as far as it could go. So figure out what you want. Alrighty?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Andrew, you'll be first. Debbie, I'll get to you. I'll give both of you as much time as you need. No worries. Andrew, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's a question about dating. And okay. I met someone online in November of last year. And he was not in the city. He was about 2-hour flight away. He was just there for a work term, and he's coming back to my city, which is Toronto, in August of this year. And in January, he came for 2 weeks of visit, and that was the first time that we met. And we got along great, and we liked each other a lot. And then he left after 2 weeks, and he was really interested. And but as of last Wednesday, I suddenly got a text message from him saying, a friend of his that he went on dates with 10 years ago suddenly showed interest, and he decided to pursue with his old friend to continue that relationship when he returns to Toronto. And then this weekend, he found out that his friend is still not interested in committing to him. Dear. And so he comes back and says, I should have listened to my guts. I shouldn't have trusted him. And he is interested in moving forward with me, but not sure how I feel. So I just want to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay. How old are you, Andrew?
31.
And how old is the guy?
29.
Okay. So you've spent 2 weeks together, is that right?
Correct.
What I would do, and he's supposed to come back to Toronto in August, you said?
Yes, and be here permanently.
I wouldn't make any decisions at all about anything until not August, but probably sometime the end of the year. Everything's very fluid. I think it's great that the two of you met each other. Hopefully you didn't have sex, although you probably did.
Just one.
Oh, well, that's okay. I mean, the problem about sex in a long-distance relationship is it takes what's already a fantasy-based relationship, because you're going to spend so much more time apart than you are together. By definition, that means when you think about each other, it's going to be fantasizing about each other, because you don't have that much information and you don't have that much time. For the 2 weeks that you spent together, you're going to have, 6 months apart. So 6 months times two is, so the ratio is 12 to 1. Of reality to fantasy, which is not bad. It's just nothing on which you can really base decisions. And he's thrown this kind of, it's not even a wrench. He's just kind of thrown this idea in the works, which in the long run may be your salvation, Andrew, of treating him as somebody who has some potential. So I think would I sort of do a whole bunch of visits between now and August? Probably not, just because no matter what you do between now and August, you're going to have to start all over again in August. I assume that his plan to move back to Toronto is relatively stable, but things happen. You may move, he may move. So what I would do is both of you, maybe once a month, sort of send each other an email where both of you are clothed. That just saying hi, looking forward to meeting you, just kind of like a pen pal almost, and see what happens in August. And the guy that is not willing to commit may commit. He may be kidnapped by aliens. You may find somebody next week. I know there's nothing wrong here. There's nothing bad here. But neither of you are really in a position to do anything other than show some interest in each other, which both of you have.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep it relatively loose, because I think it gives both of you a whole lot more flexibility. He's not moving to be where you are, right? He was planning to move back to Toronto anyway, correct?
Correct.
So, play it by ear. I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time or energy on it, just because you don't know what it's going to be. And whatever it is, it's going to have to start all over again anyway. So enjoy it. Enjoy the notion that there's somebody somewhere who thinks you're pretty cool, and you think he's pretty cool. And how it's going to work out, who knows. And one of the things that you may find is, now that you know that somebody out there is thinking good thoughts about you, you may find that a lot of people who are a lot closer are showing some interest in you that either are new in your life or didn't show interest before. I think we give out a completely different vibe when there's somebody that we know thinks we're kind of cute. So enjoy. But his lack of commitment or his friend's lack of commitment, who knows? And that's the problem about having sex with somebody that you're not going to see very much, is if you're not careful, the fantasy just gets out of control, number one. And number two, the relationship can become very sex-based. If, for example, if you're going to go see him next month, you'd probably spend more time in bed than it warrants. The two of you need to get to know each other, and sex moves us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be moving past at all. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not, sex wasn't invented to sort of sit there and think, gee, I wonder if he's good about money. You know, I wonder how his family is. It's okay, let's do it. So I'd enjoy it, but I'd keep it very loose, very casual. You can fantasize about anything you want, but understand in August you're going to have to start the whole thing all over again anyway, and who knows what anything will be in August. So enjoy it, but don't. I certainly wouldn't view myself on Facebook as taken.
Oh, okay.
Right. Right. If that was the question.
Yeah. If by the end of the year, let's say we get along together really well and we just start to go into a relationship, should I even think about or be worried of the fact that he has been waiting for his friend to be interested in him 10 years after they first dated?
Well, I mean, before I would commit to somebody who had been, I mean, first of all, 10 years ago, he was 19 years old. So before I would commit to somebody, first of all, I don't think you can commit to anybody to even seeing them or spent time with them for 6 to 9 months anyway, number one. So we're talking about a year from now, essentially. Let's assume that in August the two of you start spending time with each other and it's really great, and the two of you talking about moving in, a year from today. One of the things I'd want to know is you need to see your ex, and you need to make sure that that's put to bed, because I don't want to feel like I'm playing catch up the whole time or mustard. The deal is that you need to be over him before you launch into a new relationship. But, I mean, first of all, that's why dating was invented. You can see other people. You don't sleep with more than one person unless you're somewhat masochistic. But, I mean, you're worrying about things much too far in advance. For right now, I would go back online and see who else is out there. And because he's already told you that he's got one eye someplace else. So, any relationship can survive as long as both of you are more or less on the same level. He's on the level of saying, Andrew, you're great, but there's somebody else who catches my eye. So you're allowed to do the same thing without recrimination, without anger. Just give it some time. Lighten up a little bit. Loosen up a little bit on it. All righty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Debbie, you'll be next. I'll start off the next hour with you. You have as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.